In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God, I sing joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
You may be seated. During this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to intensify our struggle against sin, death, and the devil. All that prevents us from trusting in God and loving each other. Since we intend to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ on this day when he instituted this blessed meal for our salvation, it is proper that we complete our Lenten discipline by diligently examining ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. This holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin, and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are unable to deliver ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God. And to deliver us, he took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into them, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink." Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ, and Christ in him, and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our deepest thanks, we take up our cross and follow him, and as he commanded, love one another as he has loved us. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, though many, are one body in Christ, because of him we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us.
Amen.
Having heard the word of God, let us confess our sins to him, imploring him for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness.
All-powerful God, merciful Father, I, poor, pitiful sinner, confess to you all my sins and unrighteousness. By them I have continually offended you, and fairly deserve your punishment, both now and eternally. But from my heart, I am sorry for them, and I sincerely repent of it, and I
God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith.
Amen.
Do you believe that the forgiveness I seek is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament, you have given us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for Holy Thursday is from the second book of Moses called Exodus, the 24th chapter. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the just decrees. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Then Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. There was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. This is the word of the Lord. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me?
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds.
I will offer to you sacrifice and thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people.
In the courts of the house of the Lord, in the midst of Jerusalem, praise the Lord.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, the 10th chapter. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ?
The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the blood, in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of one bread. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand. Which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." They said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters. And tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare it there." And they went and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him, and he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Sunday morning are the high point of world history. What happened on these 3 days sent shockwaves that reverberate all the way down to us, to this time, to this place, The shock waves of the crucifixion pass through our altar. The shock waves of the crucifixion reach our ears and our lips, and so pass into our bodies and souls. These days, what took place on these days becomes part of us. Our lives are different. We are different because of what happened then and how it reaches us now. By Thursday of Holy Week, all the threads were coming together. Jesus has already entered Jerusalem as God's Messiah. The Jewish leaders have formed their plot to kill him. They've cut their deal with Judas Iscariot. You give us Jesus, and we'll fill your pockets with silver, 30 pieces. From that point on, it's only a matter of time, waiting, watching, looking for the right moment, the perfect opportunity to make the transaction. But other threads are at work as well. Pilgrims fill Jerusalem for the Passover celebration. Thursday, the day that everything must be prepared for the sacred meal in the evening. They have to find a location. They have to prepare the food. They need to set the table. And most importantly of all, they must sacrifice the perfect, unblemished Passover lamb. You can see the care that they take with all of these details, the pains that they undergo to carry it out. Jesus has longed to eat this meal with his disciples. His entire ministry, we could say his entire life, from the moment of his conception, his birth, his baptism in the Jordan River, his teaching and miracles, all of his ministry and life has been aimed at this night and the 3 days that follow. The drama heightens, the tension builds. And then they're together. They're eating the meal. And it's while they're at the table that the 12 get their first shock. Truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me. One of you. Can you imagine what they thought and felt? But which one? The character of each disciple will be tested in the time to come. And they all wonder, as we should, am I the one? None of them boast of their strength. None of them laugh at the prediction. None of them say, surely not. They know the truth. Their hearts are changeable. Any one of them might easily be turned toward evil. It can happen unexpectedly. Led astray by their own sinful desire, deceived by the devil, it could happen to them. It could happen to us. And it should give us pause. These moments are heavy. Betrayal, sorrow, guilt, the punishment foretold for the traitor. And yet Jesus remains patient with them. He has something bigger for them and for us. Because even as this treacherous plot is at hand, even as the threads woven by Judas and the Jewish leaders are about to unravel, even then, there is the plan of God. Jesus says, the Son of Man goes, not just as the betrayer arranges it. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, as God had it written of him. Because nothing can stop what God is doing here. Not even Judas's evil, not the powers of darkness. Nothing can stop the plan of God. The Passover lamb, the true and final, the perfect and unblemished Passover lamb will be sacrificed. He will be sacrificed on the following day. And those marked by the blood of the lamb will live by faith in him. And then comes a bigger shock. You could call it the ultimate shock of that Thursday. As they were eating, he took bread and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he'd given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." Bread, wine, ordinary, but extraordinary. My body, my blood of the covenant, he says. And we believe it. We believe that what Jesus gave his disciples on that night is the same as what he gives us today on this altar. In with and under the bread and wine, his true body and his true blood. Why do we believe it? We believe it first because these are words spoken by Christ our Lord himself. And he is the one who created all things, and he is the one who has all authority in heaven and on earth. If he says it, then it is so. We also believe it because this is, secondly, spoken on the night, on the eve of his death. These are his last words and testament, his final will. And no one messes with the will of someone, and that will takes effect when that person dies. So we receive it as he gave it. And then third, these words recall God's covenant with Israel, as we heard in Exodus chapter 24. That covenant, when God's words were read to the people and they said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. We are committed to him." You know, of course, how that turned out. Only a few short chapters later, and it seems like all that the Lord has commanded not to do, they would do, like making the golden calf and worshiping it. But on that occasion in Exodus 24, a sacrifice is made, an animal is killed. There is an agreement between God and his people, sealed by that death and by its blood. "I will be their God," says the Lord, "and they will be my people." And God commits himself to that covenant. He commits himself to a covenant of love for his people, a covenant sealed not just with the blood of the Lamb, but a covenant that would be fulfilled with the death of his own son. It's a solemn moment. The blood is sprinkled on the people. The blood is poured out on the base of the altar. Moses and the other leaders are on the mountain, and this covenant is sealed not only with those sacrifices, but with a meal. They eat and they drink, and it says they see the face of God. It is an amazing moment. An amazing moment for them, and an amazing moment for us, because we have here the blood, as Jesus said, of my covenant, of a new covenant, of a covenant sealed not with the death of a lamb, but with the death of God's own Son. And a meal is set before us, a meal of fellowship with God that brings us into his family. The meal that is not simply a bread and wine, but is the very body and blood of that Son given to us. We eat and we drink, and we see God now by faith, until we see him face to face. And God says here at this meal, in this covenant, God says, "I will obey. I will be cursed. I will bless you." And so as we take this cup, we participate in the blood of Christ. As we take this bread, we participate in the very body of Christ. Here is the power to forgive, the power that we need. Here is the power of Christ to renew our everyday lives. Here is the power of our God to make us one in Christ. As I think about this night on which our Lord was betrayed and what he gives to us here, I think of what it is that we bring to the table, what the disciples brought to the table. Judas brought his betrayal. Peter brought his bravado, which would lead to his denying Jesus three times. The other disciples brought themselves, but they would run away and hide. Jesus brought himself, his very body, his blood, his life, and what we need. What do we bring to the table this day? We probably think that we don't bring a whole lot to the table. Maybe we know that we bring our sins to the table, but the most important thing is what Christ brings to this table. For you, his body, his blood, forgiveness, life, and salvation. And he has earnestly desired to share this meal with you. These are the shockwaves that went through the world on that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And this is the shockwave that comes into your world on this Thursday. The shockwave of Christ crucified and risen from the dead, giving to you all that he won. He left that meal on that Thursday night, singing a hymn and going to the Mount of Olives, where he would be betrayed into the hands of sinners. But he went because he wanted to be here today, this moment, this time, for you, as your dear Lord and Savior, with all the gifts that he won, and with all the power that is in them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Please stand. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Son of God, and beyond all hope, our own brother, we see how you held us, strengthened us, cleansed us, and started our hearts again how many times by this Holy Supper. And we see how unfruitful we've been. If we'd only received you once in our lives, it would have been enough to fill our minds and our lives forever. So how have we thought the things we've thought, said the things we've said, and done the things we've done? Our good works have been so few, and our sins are far too many. But they're not too many for you. None can atone but you alone. And you ordered us to come. Our sin and weakness overwhelm us, but this huge sacrament of love overwhelms all. Lord, let us receive you again. By your Spirit, let us know what we are, and then by your Spirit, let us forget what we are and look only at you, so that we receive you as for the first time, and by your life inside us, grow a harvest for you of love and holy living. To the praise of your wonderful name, O Jesus. And dear Heavenly Father, God of all grace, thank you for granting to us sinners this holy communion in the body and blood of your own beloved Son. Thank you for the forgiveness, life, and salvation that we receive through him. By your grace, prepare us now to receive this gift in faith with true awe and gratitude, and by its power, order our lives until at last we eat the wedding supper of the Lamb, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Hear the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of him, so whoever feeds on me will live because of me. As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death.
Until he comes.
He will remember his holy covenant.
Until he comes.
I heard a loud voice from heaven crying,
Blessed are those who are called to the wedding supper of the Lamb.
We thank you, all-powerful God, for refreshing us with this healing gift. And we pray, Father of mercy, by this holy food, make us strong in faith toward you and in deep love for each other, that through us other beloved sinners may kneel to you and receive with us grace and life in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and you be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.